The canvas itself was a gift from an older artist named Michael Halliday. Michael and I have become sort of unlikely friends, and we hang out together and things like that, and we discuss our work, which is really great because he has just such a different perspective. And so we were talking about like my need to just destroy paintings by like overworking them to death. And he gifted me a canvas that he hated and felt like just he couldn't even help it anymore. And so I was like, perfect. That's for me. I took it home and I just like immediately threw on what was supposed to be there. It was kind of exciting. And the girl is essentially, I think, a younger version of myself, but also like a younger version of so many girls that I met who were incarcerated. Like she's, you know, topless. So she's kind of in this like position of humiliation and she's shackled, like overly shackled. And the monster is about to eat her. And the monster is a version of Gomi, the god of mass incarceration. In this case, this Gomi is going to eat her. And it felt for me in some way, like there's so much pressure to take responsibility for your wrong that you've committed when you're incarcerated. And that's very, very real. Like if you've committed harm, it's totally right for you to vocalize that you know that you did that, you understand the consequences, you have accepted whoever has decided is appropriate for you and whatever. But then there's this like sort of like guilt and shame and humiliation layer that is just like constantly being forced on you, and it's really challenging to like love yourself in an environment that like constantly shames you. And I felt like my addiction was also that environment. There was never really a point in my teenage years where I loved myself. And so because I didn't have that self-love piece, I just kind of like ended up in situations that further like degraded me. And so that's why it's sister, you gotta put yourself first. Because I think one of the biggest lessons for me was like to love myself and to make choices to protect myself and to care about myself, to, you know, achieve goals and to believe in myself. I mean, those were things that were really, really hard for me to get. And I think that that's primarily the reason that I was eaten by the Gomi myself.